Welcome back to yet another episode of the AIP podcast. Again, I am your host, Anne Chang, CEO of Supercharge Lab. And on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corps, I am super excited today because we've got an innovative leader in the sustainability and AI space who is joining us today. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Feral Labs' CEO, Burke Berant. Now, Feral Labs, which is based in New York City, is at the forefront of revolutionizing factory optimization through white box machine learning. Burke, with his extensive background in electrical engineering and computer science, has earned his PhD from Columbia University, focusing on optimizing wireless and optical networks with cutting-edge algorithms. Now, Feral Labs, led by Burke, has developed an innovative AI-powered profitable sustainability platform, offering real-time production predictions with unparalleled transparency and explainability. Now, this platform empowers factories to make confident decisions that drive both profitability as well as sustainability. So it is a privilege to have Burke Berant here with us today to discuss how Feral Labs is revolutionizing the field of factory optimization and to share his knowledge and perspectives. So please join me in giving a warm welcome to Burke.
Good to be here, Anne.
Well, Burke, let's dive right in. Tell us about your story. How did you come to founding this company and why is this such a huge and important challenge to solve?
Absolutely. I'm an engineer by training. Most recently, I did my PhD at Columbia University doing research in the telecom sector. So really not the industrial sector. I worked on developing algorithms to make 5G base stations more efficient. I developed algorithms for reducing the energy consumption of fiber optic networks. But really the segue into the industrial sector came from the following observation. The industrial sector produces about a quarter of the world's emissions. Fact one. Fact two, factories also produce incredible quantities of data from all the sensors that are spread around the production line. So it stands to reason that applying the most sophisticated data analytics techniques, namely AI and machine learning, to make factories more efficient would be a no-brainer. And yet, AI adoption in the industrial sector has been too slow. Only about 18% of factories are using AI, and only about 11% are using digital twin style models to optimize their production. So my co-founder and I both come from an academic background in engineering and computer science, and we knew that we could apply our knowledge to solve these problems. And namely, we believe that the biggest bottleneck in the adoption of AI in the industrial sector has been trust. Namely, engineers in factories do not like to use black box models, especially when there's high pressures and high temperatures involved and where mistakes can be so costly. So what we decided to do back in 2015 to launch Faro to bring white box explainable machine learning in a software-based package to the industrial sector. And today we refer to ourselves as a profitable sustainability platform because profit and sustainability are no longer mutually exclusive when factories are augmented with AI.
In the manufacturing space, different manufacturing processes are very hard to optimize given that they're very disparate and the process flows and as well as the use cases. How do you deal with this?
Yes, you're absolutely right that especially within a single sector, let's say steel, different factories that produce the same even type of steel will be slightly different. But if you consider the different sectors that we focus on, you know, steel and chemicals and others, then there's a whole variety of different types of processes, some continuous processes, some batch processes. And it's impossible for a person or a team to be an expert in all of these ranges of processes. And ultimately, the way that we address this is effectively to build a software that is meant to be used by the actual experts that have been working with the plant for many years, that know the plant the best, both in terms of the physics and the chemistry of the plant, but in terms of also the pragmatic learnings over the years on how to run the plant. So what we do is we build software that's targeted to these process engineers that put these process engineers at the driver's seat. And these engineers use our software to connect multiple data sources on their plant to describe what the factory looks like, the process looks like, in terms of, again, different structures and cycle streams and residence times and so forth. And our software takes care of the heavy lifting of doing the data pre-processing to shape the raw data into a format that can be used by our machine learning models. And it also takes care of providing different kinds of reporting that is transparent, that shows the confidence that the models have with every prediction, so that the engineers of the plants can decide whether the change that they're thinking about, that the AI system is recommending, will send them off spec, or it would needs to, or improves the bottom line and the profits. So really, our objective is never to replace the experts who make these decisions, but really to enable them to learn more about their production than they were able to by offering AI systems that can dig through the data and offer pattern matching, so that engineers can run their plants more optimally.
That's amazing. You've got this platform called the Profitable Sustainability Platform. Tell us more about it, and keeping in view that really sustainability compliance is really such a huge challenge for an industry where margins are so super thin.
You're absolutely right. Margins are already super thin in the industrial sector. And in addition to that, sustainability is still not yet a primary target for manufacturers, despite, you know, the negative impact that the industrial sector has, you know, on the global emissions. We ran an industry survey in January, which showed that the top three targets for manufacturers are to drive profits, always important, specifically in this type of environment where interest rates are pretty high. You know, cutting costs, of course, goes hand in hand. And of course, the third one is maintaining production stability. So really the status quo of process engineering and an operating plant is still the most important factors. Sustainability, in fact, was the second lowest target priority, despite 30% of senior managers now being personally incentivized to meet sustainability targets. So the priorities of factories are still on driving profits, becoming more circular to cut costs, and to maintain high quality of their product. And in many types of investments, these comes at a cost of sustainability, or rather, sustainability comes at a cost of reduced profits or increased costs. Our objective with our software is to allow factories to do all the regular operations better and more efficiently with AI. And on top of this, allow them to simultaneously reduce their emissions. So as an example, we're very active in steel. Many of our customers in steel are able to use Ferro to reduce their raw material consumption within their production. What this means is that they're wasting less in terms of their raw materials budget, but it also means that they're emitting less in terms of, in this case, scope 3 emissions upstream, because now all the raw materials that is being saved don't need to be mined across the world, processed, and shipped across the world to get to the plant.
That's amazing. We've worked in the manufacturing space for a while, and in the world of manufacturing software, the SaaS subscription model, it's incredibly hard to sustain. How do you sustain this?
It is absolutely true that manufacturers are very much used to the CapEx style of investments. Again, most of the types of investments in the industrial sector are hardware. So they're used to reasoning about, you know, buying a new type of electric drive, a new motor that is, you know, X percent more efficient. They pay the amount, they pay for it today, and then they amortize over the years, and they expect to see, you know, 3-4 years, expect to see, let's say, 10% improvements as a result of this investment. That's the kind of typical type of hardware investment. And of course, it's, you know, well, once that's what you're used to, it's straightforward to extend that to software investments as well and think about it in a similar way. What we're seeing is that actually by providing a SaaS subscription, we're aligning the value that customers are getting from Ferro in the long term. So it's not just a one-off sale, but actually the software is improved and gets better year over year. And it's also being applied to a larger range of use cases, a larger types of processes, different types of goals and targets. So as a result, manufacturers are getting more and more value over the years, and they're seeing this impact their bottom line every year. So instead of realizing these benefits, you know, 3 years from now, once the cost is amortized, they can realize the cost every year after, let's say, month 5 of their investment for that year's licensing cost. The rest of the year is pure profits, and this repeats itself year over year. So as a result, they're able to understand what can be possible, within AI software, lower initial cost and larger long-term cost.
That's amazing. So to wrap things up, what's on the horizon for Ferro Labs? What are your plans in the next couple of years?
Well, we're continuing to build a platform that's built on the guiding principles of creating trust, transparency, and explainability, and really continuing to put our users, our process engineers, at the driver's seat of industrial digitization, so that, you know, they can continue using their production knowledge to make more informed changes, again, augmented by AI. So what you can expect from us is more innovations around transparency and explainability to ultimately drive greater adoption, so we can help build more profitable and sustainable factories. And our goal really is to decarbonize the industrial sector and ensure that factories are efficient and successful.
It's amazing. Well, Burke, what an absolute thrill it's been to have spoken to you. And I really look forward to more good stuff from you over the next couple of months. I'll be sure to track your progress, as will all our listeners. And speaking of our listeners, thank you for being with us on the show today. And don't forget to like, share, and follow our show. Once again, it's Anne Cheng, the CEO of Supercharge Lab, on behalf of the AI Partnerships Corps. And I am signing off.
Thank you for having me.